This is CBR with WB6MID, port 803, standing by. A few questions of media. Colin, Roger. Roger. Do you feel compelled to denigrate Roger. Of a pioneering effort like to see. Roger. It's a challenge of imagination, period. Roger. Is it because you are afraid to lose your job if you get a position of Catholicism? Roger. Catholicism? Give it good, negative copy. Is it because you are afraid you would lose your job to give a position of Catholicism? Roger. Neil could understand that. Roger. But do you have to go so far and seen as evil, comma? Roger. Negative copy. But do you have to go so far in the negative copy, up to monster. Roger. You need not to worry that Christine is going to be a model that David is going to follow, period. Repeat the first part of the sentence. You need not worry that Christine is going to be a model that is that need not worry or do not worry? You need not worry. Roger. Roger. And put Christina in perspective and give some balance to the coverage, period. Right, Roger. New paragraph. Roger. And he lives. Roger. And that was the way it crashed off. On the same level as all the people, sir. Roger. Did you ever wonder why a firefly, a personal power-hungry person was doing that? Roger. You got that. Roger. Repeat the first few words, over. You also heard that someone from Garcia said there has been an attempt to find out about Christine's work by stealth. Period. Roger. Why was there no denunciation of possession? Roger. Why was there no question raised that such actions would quite likely involve violations of international law? Negative copy from the first the sentence, over. Why was there no apparent question raised that such actions were quite likely involved violations of international law? Roger. You would like to hear some answers to this, period. Roger. Finally, new paragraph. Roger. Christina is not recommending, standby. Roger. Is not recommending communal life as a panacea for everyone, period. Roger. But it has made the difference in the lives of countless people, dash dash. Roger. The difference between life and death, comma. Roger. Between the dependency on drugs, for example, period. Roger. It is the most satisfying thing on earth to see children who were absolutely lost. Roger. Seniors who were rejected, comma, to have purpose and meaning in their lives, comma, despite the hardships put upon to them by these attacks, period. Roger, roger. It is impossible to calculate how many people have been saved from lives of crime, comma. Roger. Violent, comma. Zero, dash, dash. Roger. Angry, comma. Alienated young people who have been given something to live for, comma. A real future, comma. Opportunity. opportunities to make something useful out of their lives in a dynamic society, helping, sharing, building. Roger. You got that. Roger. Christina can prove that she is saving Dr. Pearl Clinic literally millions of dollars in terms of standby. WD6GVI, standby. Standing by. In terms of Mr. Thornton, which we don't say, comma.
Negative copy from the beginning of that sentence, over.
I said, in terms of Mr. Thornton, who we don't, she doesn't accept anyway, comma.
Roger. Negative copy.
You are not going to tell us
that this is all for naught, are you?
Of course not. I'm only going to tell you that we only go in one direction. We do not back up. Do you copy? Roger. Well, in that same paragraph, you should mention also that Mr.
medicine talk about mercy cases, and it's currently not understandable why nothing was said against that, over.
Roger.
Okay,
Roger.
Okay, also reduced a lot of headaches for Mr. Bancroft.
Roger.
Plus, the many people who would now be in jail and, Dr. Paul.
Roger. Back to, okay, go on.
Shoplifting, comma, or destroying property, period.
Roger.
One night proceeded to come, took a poll and found that over 100 people in her church used to rationalize shoplifting on a regular basis, just out of the frustrations of ghetto life, period.
Roger.
She provided some answers to that, period.
Roger.
Our Catholic lifestyle shouldn't be looked upon as a threat, -.
Roger.
It just may hold some answers for problems that are not getting solved in the big cities, period.
Roger.
New paragraph.
Roger.
Christina can't predict the future, period.
Negative copy.
Christina, this is a new paragraph.
Roger.
Christina cannot predict the future, period.
Roger.
Copy that?
Roger.
If she's allowed to do so, comma, it is her aim to build a peaceful place, comma.
Roger.
That will in some small way be a model of goodness, comma, cooperation, comma, and equality that might point the way out of the morass that human society now finds itself in, period.
Roger.
In that copy?
She could well be, put out, copy.
Roger.
Like, the doctor who just came and spoke to you will have cancer, copy.
Roger.
Like, somebody named, has the same name as Elaine, but a little bit longer, over.
Stand by.
In fact, you take Elaine's name and add Rice to the end of it, and you've got it, over.
Roger.
You got it?
Roger.
And of course, you know, JFK, comma.
Roger.
Martin, comma.
Roger.
And you know Thomas's baby's name?
Roger.
That one, you know?
Roger.
Though Christina's role is not as significant as theirs, copy.
Roger.
Mm-hmm.
Roger.
Which can resolve differences and which will be the only thing that will save the human race from nuclear catastrophe.
Human race from what?
You know, nuclear catastrophe.
From nuclear catastrophe over?
Yeah, Roger.
Roger.
He does not advocate a one-third formula, Dad.
Roger.
We think that's a good idea. She envisions and is working to an age of cooperation, comma.
Toward a cooperation?
Which allows for differences,
over.
Which recognizes fundamental human priorities, period.
Back up. Toward a cooperation is the last we got.
Working for an age of cooperation, which allows for differences, but which recognizes fundamental human priorities, period.
Roger.
Seventh grade. Next paragraph.
Roger.
Like many people, comma.
Roger.
Such as. Paul the singer, copy.
Roger.
And recently, copy.
Roger.
The boxer, comma.
Roger.
She has good feelings about what is being achieved, to copy.
Roger.
At Anna's and Grady's, period.
Roger.
Her hope is that David and Grady will continue to make progress in overriding their small differences, comma.
Roger.
It works for getting along, period.
Roger.
It is also hoped that David will move decisively in the direction of confronting the issue of social justice at David's house before pontificating about rights at other people's houses. Over.
Roger.
Next paragraph.
Roger.
When's your birthday? Well, so much for idle conversation. Hello?
Hello, this is WD6DVI with WV6MID port AR3. Standing by.
Hey, somebody wanted to talk to you yesterday, but you weren't around, over.
I'm so grateful.
Yeah. I was wondering your sentiments on it. If you want it to remain that way, I guess it can, over.
Appreciate that so much. I'm very busy around here. You wouldn't believe how busy I am.
Yeah, I said that you were very busy, and it's amazing that you couldn't write with your both arms and your feet were broken, so somebody else would have had to transcribe it for you.
Of course that's true. I even had a tooth removed, and I've been busier than ever since then because there's so much work to be done. No time to slow down. Thank you.
Well, that's good to know. Next paragraph, copy.
Roger.
Her desire there is to be able to live and work and build in peace, period.
Roger.
She is not anti-David, and there is absolutely no reason to look upon her or her people, but her family is full of children, teenagers, and senior citizens, and a large household, as some kind of... No, WB60, the IWB60. Anyway, Captain?
Roger. Roger.
Yeah, well, as you know, he's providing answers, copy.
Roger.
He's going to be so surprised
if he's copy. Roger.
That anti-Catholics and its defenders, copy.
Roger.
Either willing or ready to continent, over.
To what?
Continent, over.
Roger.
Anyway, thanks a lot, over.
Thanks a lot, over? Is that the end of it?
Oh, yes, the end of it. The end of the war-winning essay in the junior high.
Roger, roger.
So maybe, I don't know, I gotta talk to Mark. Is Mark there?
Just a minute, to be right with you.
Really, I don't care which. Roger. One thing, will you make sure that April gets a copy of the stuff from Reverend Thomas and Thomas that's been around lately open? Roger. Also, you might tell Cynthia a copy. Roger. Lots of friends from Michigan have wanting to hear from her and a friend, copy. Dr. Pennis and who? Mr. Leonard. Leonard, over. Roger. And basically in regard to the concern about the union, copy. Roger. Now, Dexter's got a couple of people in the city, copy. Roger. You know, kind of similar to, you know, the two sisters and the twins, over. And the cousins, I mean. Roger. Anyway, they're interested in hearing, too. Copy. Roger. Basically, because, I mean, one of the points they were mentioning anyway, they were asking just for a number of different viewpoints on perspectives about the union topic. A number of different perspectives. And one might mention what the luncheon club said, copy. By the way, be sure that Reverend Thomas gets to, when I talk about Reverend Thomas, I mean, you know, everything that happens. Roger. Gets to the luncheon club, copy. Roger. And tell him that, that Reverend Thomas's boss, give his whole title, copy. Roger. Okay, that's good, Evan. Roger. Anything going on? No? How's that meeting going? Oh, I guess it's moving along. Roger, Roger, is Debbie on here? I don't think so. Hold on. He's going to be talking to Alan tomorrow to get some of the details he wanted us. Roger, an aside, I talked with Edmund a bit lately. Copy? Edmund, over?
Yeah, Roger.
Oh, hey, Roger. He has somewhat of a problem. I don't know if you're familiar with it or not. This kind of personal problem, over. Roger. Well, it seems to have gotten worse. That particular aspect of his health has gotten somewhat worse, Cobby.
Roger.
Obviously, it's because of Jackie's involvement, I'm sure. Roger. Anyway, no expert, but I feel that the situation is really sort of a dead end street, you copy?
A physical problem.
Can you tell me which one it is you're talking about? It's not the problem similar to Andrew's. It's not that problem.
Yeah, it's not anything physical, Roger?
Roger.
Okay, I understand.
I thought somebody gave him a message about that. Yeah, Roger, somebody did. But the situation is that it's not even able to be gotten underway. Do you copy? I don't think he realizes it yet totally, copy?
Roger.
But it's my feeling, when he does realize the state of his health, when he really realizes it, that I think then he really should probably go to the best. And he should probably see Dr. Michaels. Lola and I spoke about it, and we both agree that it's at the point that he really understands his health, that's when, he really should follow up with the doctor.
Roger.
You're talking to Gloria and Tom and I. No, she's not here yet.
Okay, now you can come to the building yet.
James is here, but then I need to get something started. Your choice. He's using right now. He's sleeping. Marty would like to talk to him. He's right here, but his eyes are closed. Anytime now. He usually stops by the building about this time of night, so it really should be any time he could pop in. You want us to stand by? Negative.
Yeah, a moment, wait a moment.
They probably have most of them already.
Get him in before Sam will be able to bring him in with him when the sun stops.
Okay, what's before too late?
Like 2 or 9 o'clock in the morning or something.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Well, what I'm saying, whatever you got done, just see them in the next 4 or 5 hours. And then you have done.
Okay, Roger. Standing by.